We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Andrew Hines, 6.781 at 196.19 miles an hour. He retook his number one qualifying position during that Q4 session. It's his second of the year, 40th of your career. Talk about, you know, we saw Eddie jump up there, and then you were able to go around him. You know, is that where you guys are looking to get those Harleys 1-2?
Well, we're looking to get him on the opposite sides of the ladder for sure. We didn't want to have to match up in an early round like we did in Reading. And, you know, we figure if Eddie can go down the track and make a clean run, he can get, you know, second or third. He went all the way around me for first. So I guess it is what it is, but I had a chance to go back and take it out there. Alan Reinhart was putting the pressure on me all day, telling me that, or saying over the PA that my 680 from yesterday had zero chance of staying number one. It turns out he was correct, but I was able to get back in the first session today and take it back with a 78.9. So our guys got these bikes dialed in right now like they haven't been all season. They're putting... I've been putting up my best 60 foots of the year this weekend, so that just equates to good numbers all the way down the racetrack. And we've been struggling with the tune-up, though, here. We've been off on speed, and that's frustrating for me since I do most of the tuning duties on fuel and timing. And, at that last run, we're definitely closer. We got the eighth mile speed we're looking for, but we both took the long way down the track in the last half of the Gateway racetrack there. And, you know, probably could have gone 198, but these tires, you roll them over and get them unhappy, they go 196 or 195 and slow down 2 or 3 miles an hour with a blink of an eye. So tomorrow we're looking for consistency out of that going straight, and that'll turn on some wind lights because we have street rods underneath us right now that are the best we've had all season long. So really excited about tomorrow. I like getting these green hats. It's a little puff in my chest when I can stand next to Eddie because he's been whooping my butt for so many years here at number one qualifiers. But my guys on my side of the crew, Mike and Scott, they do such a great job with keeping me calm and making sure that I got a flawless motorcycle. You don't ever see us have to turn around after a burnout or anything like that with a mechanical gremlin or a wire left loose or something. They make sure that we have a flawless Harley-Davidson every time. So big kudos to those guys for making sure we can come up here and have the confidence to go down the track and try and retake number one.
Did you think you could get around Eddie?
I knew what I did to his bike, and I knew what I did to mine, so I knew that we went the right direction with his. Had he 60-footed like me, then, wow, that's cool. Side-by-side 60s, sorry. Had he 60-footed like me, he would have gone 76. But I think I threw away a 76 out there with not going straight, so we're right there neck and neck, and hopefully we can meet up late in rounds tomorrow.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Bob. Congratulations.